Well, as Europe deals with its migration crisis, the U.S. has been having a debate about immigration as well. And on both sides of the Atlantic, people are struggling with similar issues. This is the story of two churches, one in Arizona, one in Italy, that are working together to help migrants. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Stina Sieg of KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
Marta Bernardini is walking just a few feet from the tall, rusted wall that separates Nogales, Arizona from Nogales, Mexico. But she doesn't like to look at it.
We want to separate the people and say we are better than you because we are in the right part, in the right side of the world, the rich part of the wall, and you are in the poor part.
Bernardini is on the Mexican side of the border this morning. She's used to these kinds of divisions. Her home is on Lampedusa, an Italian island where the border is the rough, churning ocean. She's a social worker there for migrants on behalf of the Federation of Protestant Churches in Italy. Now she's nearing the end of 4 months spent on the U.S.-Mexico border as she learns how people are helping migrants here. Bernardini stops by El Comedor, a tiny dining hall run by various churches, where women are washing dishes before serving a free breakfast to a crowd waiting outside.
This is a place for remember the dignity of the people. And I think it's very close to our work on the island of Lampedusa, because with our presence at the dock, we try to humanize the dock and the border.
With blankets, smiles, and hot tea. According to the United Nations, more than 1 million people arrived in Europe by sea last year, many in Lampedusa.
This world is changing dramatically.
Randy Mayer has seen it firsthand. He and his wife are hosting Bernardini and were hosted by her last year on Lampedusa. Mayer is the pastor at Good Shepherd United Church of Christ in the border town of Sahuarita, Arizona. He says on both borders, he found immigrants had similar belongings and stories.
You may have a different skin color, you might have a different language, but you're the same. You're brother and sister, really.
Mayer started a humanitarian group years ago that still leaves water, food, and clothing on desert trails, well worn by crossing migrants. He shows visitors like Bernardini what he calls the militarization of the U.S.-Mexico border.
In this country, in the last 10 years, we've tried security and walls, and we really haven't tried any of the humanitarian solutions as a government.
There has been a record number of deportations, Mayer says, as well as more Border Patrol checkpoints and agents.
How can we help other countries not go down that path?
Marta Bernardini worries about that constantly. She says things are changing quickly in Italy, and she feels increasing anti-immigrant sentiment from the government. So-called economic migrants are being deported. Only people deemed refugees are allowed to stay.
This is not a way for a country, for a civil country, to treat the people. Because Europe was built on the idea of defending the human rights of all the humanity.
Bernardini does see a glimmer of hope. She says churches of various denominations in Italy have banded together to bring groups of migrants with high need to Europe through something called the Humanitarian Corridors Project. In February, the first Syrian refugees arrived in Italy by air, avoiding a dangerous sea journey. The program is planning to give visas to 1,000 people.
It's an example for other countries, for other realities, for other churches, for other organizations to say we can do something in a different way.
But at this point, that way can only help a tiny percentage of the more than 100,000 migrants who already arrived in Europe this year. That's nearly 10 times the number from the same time last year. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg.